Hey, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I am so happy that you chose to join us today. And of course, your English will improve. My name is Rebecca. Do you enjoy nature? Do you like to save money? Do you like to do things the natural way? If so, this lesson is just for you. Today's lesson is called Natural is the Way to Go. What does this mean? Well, you will definitely find out. But some of the things that I want you to keep an eye out for in today's lesson include pomelo. Yes, we're going to be talking about pomelos. Lemon and salt. Ooh, I love lemon and salt. Baking soda. What can you do with baking soda other than cook? You'll find out. Coconut oil. Friends, these are some great things to talk about. So open up your magazine to today's lesson, Natural is the Way to Go, and let's begin. Come on.
Natural is the way to go. Nature provides great products for cleaning. Many cleaning products used in households contain toxins. Prolonged use and exposure to these harmful ingredients are not healthy for people, pets, or the environment. Here are some safe natural options to consider when cleaning. Pomelo. One fruit currently in season is pomelo. It is a tasty, nutritious treat, but don't eat the rind, unless you want to give your taste buds a bitter experience. Save the rind as it makes a useful cleaner, especially for grease. Lemon and salt. Got a hard-to-remove bathroom stain? Rubbing in lemon and salt will do the trick. Lemon juice is also effective in killing bacteria.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 prolong 这个动词。PRO 这个字首有往前的意思，所以 prolong 是指延长或拉长。例如 the coach decided to prolong the daily training session before the game. 教练决定在比赛前要延长每天的训练时段。Prolong 也指拖延。例如 the two companies prolonged signing the contract because of some legal issues.这两家公司由于法律上的一些问题拖延了签约的时间。继续我们看的是 rind 这个名词。rind 是指水果的外壳或皮。例如 watermelon rind can be pickled and served with salads. 腌制过的西瓜皮可以跟沙拉一起吃。水果的外皮还可以说成 peel, P-E-E-L。但是 peel 通常是指可以剥下来的。例如 banana peel 是指香蕉皮或者是 orange peel 是指橘子皮。Rind 也可以指乳酪或者是火腿或培根类的外面的硬皮。例如 the rind of this blue cheese is made of wax, so it's inedible. 这个蓝纹乳酪的外皮是用蜡做的，所以不能够吃。
Thank you so much. All right, friends, natural is the way to go. We're going to learn about how different natural products have many uses.But first, let's go back to that title. Natural is the way to go. Rebecca, what does it mean if something is the way to go?
If something is the way to go, this just means that it is the best option or the best choice, the best way to do something. And of course, in our lesson, we're talking about doing things the natural way. We'll talk about some of those natural ways later. But right now, I have a few other examples as to how you can use this phrase.For example, when it comes to meals and eating, I think that home cooking is the way to go. So rather than going out and buying a meal, I think it's better to stay home and cook your own meal. Home cooked food is so good.
Home cooked food is so good, and it is the way to go. So you can use this phrase in different ways, depending on what your goal is. Let's say your goal is to lose weight.Someone might tell you, oh, exercise is the way to go. Maybe you're thirsty before a speech, what should you drink? Should you drink milk or guava juice? Rebecca, what should you drink?
Water is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
What a great example. Here's another one. There are several different ways that I can get to work. I can walk, I can bike, even take a scooter. But, you know, for me, walking is the way to go. But I know for you, Gabe, scooting is the way to go.
Exactly. Scooting is the way to go for me. Well, friends, we're learning about how natural is the way to go. We're going to learn about some natural products. We read, nature provides great products for cleaning. Now, many cleaning products used in households contain toxins or chemicals, right, that are poisonous for you. Prolonged use and exposure to these harmful ingredients are not healthy for people, pets, or the environment. Prolonged use, that means using them for a long time.
Well, now it's time for us to learn about some safe, natural options for you to consider when it comes to cleaning. The first is the pomelo. Now, I always thought pomelos were only used for eating. They're very delicious, and they can be very sweet on the inside, right?
Friends and Rebecca, let me tell you, pomelos are also very useful during mid-autumn festival, Zhongqiujie. Rebecca, what you can do is you can take the pomelo rind, or the skin, the peel, and cut it in half, make it hollow, and then put it on your head, and it's so cute.
Oh, that sounds really, really cute. But right now, I'm interested as to how we can use the pomelo for cleaning. And of course, we learned that this fruit is currently in season. One fruit currently in season is pomelo. It is a tasty, nutritious treat. But don't eat the rind unless you want to give your taste buds a bitter taste. Save the rind as it makes a useful cleaner, especially for grease. So you can use the rind to clean grease.
Exactly. So you eat the fruit of the pomelo, but don't throw the rind away. Use it to clean grease. I've never tried this before. Have you, Rebecca?
Well, no, I actually have not tried it either.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe we should.
Yeah, well, after learning about it in our lesson, I very much want to try this because I think it could be very useful, better than some of those other cleaners with all the chemicals and toxins.
Exactly. Good use of that word, toxin. Okay, let's continue learning about something else natural. A natural product here, lemon and salt. So two products. You got a hard to remove bathroom stain? If it's a hard to remove stain, that means it is hard to remove. You see these words combined to make an adjective.
Yes, it's very difficult to remove. Mm-hmm. Rubbing in lemon and salt will do the trick. Gosh, Gabe, I love lemon and I love salt. I've never thought about using them as a cleaner, though.
Yeah, well, neither have I, but it does the trick. Now, this is a good phrase to know, friends. If something does the trick, that means it solves the problem. Let's say you have a scratched CD. I heard that rubbing toothpaste on the scratches will do the trick. Then the CD will work.
That's good to know. Okay, let's say that you have a big pasta dish and you think the sauce is a little bit not very flavorful. You could say, you know, some hot sauce will do the trick. It will add more flavor.
Friends, if you think that Rebecca is talking too much, don't worry. I have this remote control that will do the trick.
Gabe, guess what? This remote control doesn't work. As a matter of fact, I think I want to get rid of this remote control.
Yeah,
so
it's
throwing it over here will do the trick.
Oh, man. Well, friends, Rebecca, I was kidding. I need you to talk with me here at Studio Classroom. Right now, it's time for us to join Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud.
If you've ever scraped your knee or accidentally cut your hand, you know that when something touches the wound, it stings.
Right. Even gently washing the wound with soap and water can be painful. Now imagine rubbing sand into the wound. Yow!
Now we have a little background for the idiom, rubbing it in. This is said when someone makes someone else feel worse about something. For example, if I'm going on vacation tomorrow, I might say, Hey, Steve, I'll be thinking of you slaving away at your desk while I'm relaxing on the beach.
Ken, stop rubbing it in. Rubbing it in can also mean to keep talking about something that makes another person feel embarrassed or upset. Ken, I know I made a mistake, but you don't have to keep rubbing it in. In other words, you don't have to keep bringing it up.
And then there's the expression rubbing salt in one's wound, which carries the same idea, intentionally making somebody's unhappiness, shame, or misfortune worse.
Right. For instance, I might say, losing the basketball competition was bad enough, but being forced to shake hands with the winning team just rubbed salt in the wound.
我们中文讲在伤口上撒盐，英文的意境更残酷。 Rub salt in one's wound 不只是撒盐，而且是要把盐 rub 搓抹到伤口里。你可以想象那是有多痛吗？另一个比较简单的讲法就是 rub it in， 这个片语常常用来表示重提旧伤。一个人犯了错，你不但不安慰他，反而讲一些话去 揭他的疮疤，让他受苦， 那就是 rub it in。 另一个状况就是， 当别人受苦的时候， 你在他面前炫耀自己有多好， 例如， 你明天要去夏威夷度假， 你还对还要上班的同事说， 哦， 我在沙滩上晒太阳的时候， 会想到你还在这里辛苦的加班哦。 同事这个时候就可以说， Don't rub it in， 你别落井下石好不好。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次再见。
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Have you ever had any grease on your kitchen counter that was just difficult to get off? Well, you know, Paulo Rind just might do the trick. Or do you have a hard-to-remove stain in your bathroom? You may want to consider using lemon and salt.
Rebecca.
Kid, what are you doing?
I fixed the remote control.
Uh-huh.
Now if I press this button,
right,
you will stop talking. This really does the trick.
Yeah, it didn't do the trick. Well, you know something, friends? It's time for us to learn about baking soda. Let me see. Take a look at that.
Yeah, try it.
Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3. It really did the trick.
Natural is the way to go. Baking soda. A great multi-purpose household product is sodium bicarbonate or baking soda. Use it to clean surfaces, wash clothes, brush teeth, and keep odors away. Coconut oil. Coconut oil is fantastic for cleansing your face and hair. It might sound strange to clean with oil, but the coconut oil actually helps to balance the oil in your skin. These natural alternatives will also save you money. So make the switch to natural. Your health, wallet, and the earth will thank you for it.
OK， 接下来我们看 cleanse 这个动词。 cleanse 是指清洗、净化或者是使清洁， 它和 clean C-L-E-A-N 都翻译成清洁， 但是 clean 比较着重于表面的清洁， 例如清洗脏污或灰尘。 例如 clean the floor 是指清洁地板， 或者是 clean your hands 就是把手洗干净。 但是 cleanse 比较有内在净化的意思， 例如 a product that can cleanse your skin 是指一种可以净化肌肤的产品， 就是不止洗干净皮肤，还包括净化毛孔或者是去角质之类的功能。所以我们看的是 alternative 这个名词 ，alter 这个字根有改变的意思。所以 alternative 是指可供选择的事物或方法。如果要说明这个选项替代了什么，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ，This new cancer treatment provides an alternative to chemotherapy。 这个新的癌症治疗方式提供了化疗之外的选择。 Alternative和昨天 World Bank 提到的 option 都是指可选择的选项， 但是alternative只有排他性， 就是选了这个就不会选另外一个。 但是option是你同时可以选一个， 也可以同时选很多个。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
So Gabe, what do you think about baking soda and using baking soda as a natural cleaner? Oh, I'm so sorry, Gabe. I forgot to unmute you. Here it goes. Let me give you some volume. Ready? Here goes 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. There we go. That does the trick.
Good.
Now please stop muting me right now. We need to teach together.
You tried to get me to stop talking.
You're right.
Okay, can you just talk about baking soda?
Of course. Baking soda. I don't like the taste of baking soda. However, it is very useful. It's a great multi-purpose household product. It's called sodium bicarbonate, or we usually just call it baking soda. That's easier to say, right? Sodium bicarbonate. Rebecca, say that.
I actually prefer just to say baking soda. Soda.
Yeah.
Baking soda.
Sodium.
Yeah, sodium, soda. Well, anyway, you can use it to clean surfaces, wash clothes, brush teeth, and keep odors away. As a matter of fact, you can also use baking soda to wash your hair. But you know, in our bathroom, we actually have a little container of baking soda, and it helps to keep the odors a day.
The odors away. Oh, an odor a day keeps the doctor away.
Oh, come on. Yes, okay. It helps to keep the odors away.
Okay, so if you think something smells in your house, perhaps you could use baking soda. That might at least solve part of the problem. Well, friends, we learned something else here about coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that some people eat coconut oil as part of their diet. Maybe they'll just take a big spoonful of coconut oil and swallow it down. I heard it's quite good for you.
Well, I don't know if they take a spoonful of coconut oil and just swallow it, but you can use it for cooking, you can use it for baking, so it's a very useful thing. But according to our lesson, coconut oil is fantastic for cleansing your face and hair. It might sound strange to clean with oil, but the coconut oil actually helps to balance the oil in your skin. So you may want to consider using coconut oil.
And so we read, these natural alternatives, or different choices, will also save you money. Let's talk about that phrase. If something saves you something, that means you don't have to spend as much money. You can use this phrase to talk about time or energy as well. For example, sometimes we have to write a skit for Friday Night Live. Sometimes I will find a video that will save me and other people the time and the energy it takes to rehearse a skit.
That's right. And of course, in our lesson, we're talking about how these natural alternatives will save you money. So make the switch to natural. Your health, wallet, and the earth will thank you for it. Hey, I really like that phrase, to thank you for it. Are there other ways that we can use this phrase?
Yes, there are some musicians out there. Drummers use a metronome when you practice. The other band members in your band will thank you for it. Friends, think of another way to use that phrase, but right now it's time to sing
it
out.
All right, everybody, it's Ben and Gabe from the SD Studio. We have something very cool to share with you. Natural is the way to go. Natural is the way to go. I said natural is the way to go. Hey, Gabe, can you tell me something that's natural?
A pomelo.
And what is good about a pomelo?
It's good for cleaning, especially grease.
Right, and what else, Dave?
Coconut oil?
Coconut oil, what is that good for?
It's good for cleansing your face and your hair.
Wow! Natural is the way to go. I said natural is the way to go. Natural is the way to go. Can you tell me something else that's natural?
Baking soda.
Why is baking soda good?
You can use it to wash your clothes, to brush your teeth, and it keeps odors away.
Wow!
Yeah.
What else, Gabe?
Let me tell you something. Coke is great. And this is good because you can use it to start your car. If you can't start your car if the battery's dead, just pour Coke all over the battery.
Dead, Gabe.
What? What?
Coke
what?
Isn't natural.
What? Oh, fine. You're right. It's not natural.
Gabe, you need to quiet down.
Oh, really?
Be quiet.
Okay, fine.
Natural is the way to go. Natural is the way to go. I said natural is the way to go. Come on, game. We said natural is the way to go. I said natural is the way to go. Natural is the way to go. Natural!
Hey, you're home from grocery shopping.
Yeah.
So, what did you buy?
I bought a pomelo, baking soda, salt, coconut oil, and lemon.
So, what are we going to make with those ingredients for dinner?
Dinner?
Yeah, I'm starving. How about this pomelo?
Sorry, the pomelo isn't for eating. It's for cleaning.
But it's a tasty and nutritious food, not cleaner.
I'm planning to use the rind as cleaner. It works especially well on grease.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, how about I make a delicious lemon pie?
Oh, no, you won't. I need that for cleaning, too.
Does it clean grease as well?
No, it doesn't. It removes stains. It is also effective in killing bacteria.
Lemons fight bacteria? I had no idea. Okay, how about baking soda and salt?
The baking soda is a great multi-purpose household cleaner. So is the salt.
Oh, and the coconut oil?
Fantastic for cleansing my face and hair. That's why I shine.
And let me guess. The chicken is for wiping up spills?
Of course not. The chicken is for dinner. Let's eat.
Yay, I'm ready to eat.
And after dinner, we'll do some cleaning.
Oh, I'm not ready for that.
A wimbawa, a wimbawa, a wimbawa, a wimbawa.
The remote control doesn't work again.
Again, of course not.
I know. Natural is the way to go. Maybe I should just fill Rebecca's mouth up with baking soda, and then she won't talk as much. Rebecca, I'm just kidding. I need you. I need you to talk with me here at Studio Classroom. We have more to learn next time, friends, right here at
Studio Classroom.